ACGC is seeing success in every level of their athletics this fall, from cross country to football to volleyball. The Chargers cross country team has seen success in their boys and girls programs. In week 6, the Chargers boys team was ranked number 1 in Class 1A. Lead runners include number 8 in the state, Andrew Mahaffey, and number 26 runner, Gavin Sloss.
Yep, Andrew Mahaffey is a senior, and this is 4 years coming. He's worked his tail off for the past 4 years to get himself into this position, to be able to have the success that he's able to have. He was pretty disappointed last year because he put in a ton of summer mileage and it didn't necessarily translate. So putting in even more mileage and then seeing it translate so well this season is just amazing. And it's he's our third senior in a row as our number one runner. And it's a third senior in a row that's shown so much improvement to put himself in the conversation as a top 10 runner at the state meet. So we're really excited to see him blossom and start to really grow into his true running form. And then our other top 30 runner, Gavin Sloss, he's a junior. He put in a ton of work this spring in track and in the primarily the 800s, and that speed is really paying off. He didn't put in quite as many miles this summer as Andrew did, but his track workouts and then those summer miles he did put in, he's really reaping those benefits. And I can just tell he's a much more mentally tough runner this year. And so it's really been exciting to see him continue to grow in his role as a team leader, especially since we're looking to him next year as he goes from being a junior to a senior.
This ACGC boys team has continued to see success in every meet as they earned first place in the Charger Invitational last week. Head coach Colin Shago has been impressed with not only the athletic ability of his athletes, but their leadership.
This group has been together for a long time. The current seniors as freshmen got fourth overall as a team. And then that next year, we're able to win the state championship. And a majority of that team that won the state championship is still intact and is a part of this team this year. And so last year they were runners up and they found that unacceptable. And so they put in a lot of effort and work to be able to put themselves back into that state championship mindset and start competing at that level again. And so it's really fun to see the leadership we have with multiple upperclassmen. And then we've got a couple underclassmen that are breaking into that varsity lineup. And so that mix of real veteran leadership and experience at the state level and being successful mixed with that young exuberance and excitement and new love for the sport has been really, really awesome to see. And you can kind of see this spanning of generations almost of success and growth. And I really think that this boys team has a really good chance at not only winning this year's state championship, but putting ourselves in a conversation to win a plaque again next year with the guys that we're bringing back and with the mentorship that our current seniors are showing to our younger kids.
The ACGC girls finished in the top 10 at number 7 in last week's rankings for week 6. This is a very successful team, as not one specific runner is ranked in the top 20, but Ava Campbell is a leader and a hard worker who looks to make it into the rankings in week 7.
Yep, this girls team, they're another example of a team that we didn't finish where we wanted to last year. They missed out on a state berth by just a few points. And actually, one of the teams that we beat on a very consistent basis last year got 10th overall at state last year. And so these girls came in extremely hungry, ready to go. And to be honest with you, it's nice that we've moved back from 9th to 7th. But I think this girls team is still a little underrated at the state level. Just because they didn't make it to state last year didn't mean that they weren't deserving of it last year. And they've really gone out to try and prove that point. And I really do think that this is a team that could end up being top 5 by the end of the season, especially if they stay healthy. We've got a leader out front with Ava Campbell. She was an all-state performer last year. I expect her to be an all-state performer again this year. And then we've got a really good couple of packs, and those girls work together extremely well. They do amazing workouts. And so once we still start getting into some flatter, fast courses, I think there are people around the state that are going to be surprised at how good this girls team is.
The Chargers girls team also won their invite last week, as ACGC has seen success in their home invitational for the last 7 years, as both the boys and girls continue to win the invitational just about every year.
Yep, and this is, I mean, we've been doing the home invite for about 8 years, and 7 of those 8 years, we've had both the girls' team and the boys' team win it. And so it was really fun to continue that tradition. But this year, I think more than any other year, we had really, really good competition. And so it was especially exciting to see us really go out and compete well against some stiff competition. I mean, on the girls' side, Martinsdale, St. Mary's, they moved up to, I believe, 10th, and Panorama's ranked 13th. And then the boys were racing at the time, number 7, Martinsdale, St. Mary's, and a couple of lower-ranked teams at Tri-Center and IKM Manning. And to go out and have that sort of dominance on our home course was really, I mean, it was really exceptional to see. And it makes you extremely proud as a coach to see them go out there and attack a course which is extremely difficult, especially with a 600-meter hill smack dab in the middle of the course. I mean, we train on it a lot, but it was really good to see that training translate.
ACGC will be back in action this Wednesday, October 5th, at the Jim Klein Cross Country Invitational at 5 p.m. I'm Zach Collins reporting.